To Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hillary, you said in your message to us that you think Julie, your girlfriend's cheating. What's going on?
We got together at the end of last summer, and she's really great. And she had just moved here when we met from upstate New York. And since then, she's gone back a couple of times. When she moved down here, she had just gotten out of a relationship and with this girl, Lindsay. And I think she's gone back home like 3 times to see her family. And then the last 2 times that she went, like, she told me she'd bumped into Lindsay and everything was fine. And, like, this time, like, every time she's gone away, when she's come back, it's been, like, an, you know, like a spark when she gets back.
Yeah, like,
we miss each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's normal.
Yeah. And this last time, it just, like, just a little more dull, you know? And I know that she saw Lindsay when she was there, and I'm just, it just felt different.
You don't trust Julie, let's be honest.
I think I did, but it's just...
You have a feeling.
Yeah, it's just different this time when she's gotten back, and I don't know, it's just kind of nagging at me.
But no other, like, hints that she could be cheating?
Not really, just as soon as she got back, she's just kind of not there like she was before, you know?
So just a feeling.
You know, a lot of times when we do War of the Roses, we have clear signs, and going in, we think, oh, well, they're cheating, but we'll do it anyway. Yeah, we'll do it anyway. I do believe that this is really speculative.
So you don't want to call?
No, we can. There's not a lot of evidence to go on, so we'll see what happens.
Well, the ex might be honing in on Hillary's action.
Maybe, but like if somebody spotted them together, or if there was like, we're missing another
but
element.
We know
right.
that
you
they
know
see
saying?
Each other every time she goes up there. I think that's enough
maybe
of a nugget.
Yeah, but maybe she's just tired from traveling. I mean, who knows?
Okay, let's call and find out.
Okay.
What's the other girl's name so that we know?
Lindsay.
Okay, great. We'll find out if it's Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Julie, please.
I'm speaking.
Hey, my name is Dee. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Dee, and we are a romantic gift company, but we are running an online promotion, and one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful red roses to send to someone.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Are you going to like need my credit card number or like what?
No, it's just an online promotion, that we do every month, and I don't need your credit card number or anything like that. No delivery fee.
So I'm not going to be charged for this?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send these roses to. Then I'll get all their information here in a moment.
Okay. Let's send them to Lindsay.
And I also have a card here to go along with flowers. What would you like to put on that?
Let's just say something like, it gets harder every time I have to leave you. And let's try to figure this out soon.
Okay, and just to clarify, you are sending these to Lindsay, correct?
Yeah. Julie, are you serious right now? What's going on?
You are on War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. It's where we try to catch cheaters. And I was really hoping you weren't a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
So why send the romantic roses?
No, Julie, I'm sorry. What do you mean you're not a cheater? Who sends a message like that to their ex if there's nothing going on there?
Hillary, I haven't cheated on you. I haven't cheated on you.
Oh, no, but you miss Lindsay that much that you're sending her flowers and telling her that you guys have to figure something out?
I mean, yeah, I've seen her the last couple times I went back home, but I haven't cheated on you.
Okay.
I've not cheated on you.
Julie, why wouldn't you send the flowers to your girlfriend Hillary, though? Why, like, why Lindsay over Hillary?
I don't know. Lindsay sort of fulfills something that Hillary doesn't, I guess, if we're being honest.
Wow.
So.
All right, well, then, if we're being honest, I guess you can get your stuff out of my apartment. Really? Like, are you really going to be like that? No, yeah, I'm going to be like that. Oh, my God.
I don't think there's anything clearly left to be said.
Me neither. Go get your stuff.
Yeah.
And call it what it is.
And call Lindsay and maybe you guys can live together. You did Hillary wrong. You know that.
Can we just talk about this, like, not on the radio, please?
No, burn parties this weekend,
later,
so
please?
You need to get your in my place.
Wow. Oh,
what did she say? The burn party?
Is that what she said?
What did
I
you
miss that?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Who said that? Hillary?
Yeah, me. The burn party is this weekend. So, Julie, you need to get shit out of my place.
Why are you being like this?
I'm sorry, because you're sending flowers to your ex-girlfriend, telling her that you miss her.
Okay, can we just talk about this? Not on this call, please. Yeah. I'm going to call you as soon as this stupid thing is over.
You can talk it over that nice campfire.
Hillary, we're sorry you found out this way.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, you got it.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of